It wasn't a war, but an unprecedented weather event that forced Johnny and thousands of others to flee their homes in South Sudan. Heavy rains forced the Nile River out of its banks, resulting in flash flooding, the raging water quickly engulfing their homes, farms, livestock, and most tragically, loved ones. Dozens of Sudanese villages were washed away and tens of thousands left homeless. Some of the survivors, like Johnny, settled in the Kakuma refugee camp, a compound established in the early 90s following the arrival of the Lost Boys of Sudan. And while Johnny doesn't complain, life here is difficult. For example, the World Food Organization has dramatically reduced their rations due to a lack of support from donor nations. So there is very little food to go around.
When was the last time you had something to eat?
I didn't eat anything because it is very hard. The food that we had, we can minimize it so that we can end the month. We eat only once in a day.
Even before he and the other young men in the camp can prepare that one meal, they must walk to get water from the closest pump, which is 40 minutes away.
We have a wheelbarrow. We can support ourselves with it. If it is very hard, we don't have wheelbarrow, we use our hand to carry containers to our house. That's what we do in the morning. And then we clean the compound.
At night, they sleep in a small house made of mud brick on dirt floors, keeping a watchful eye out for intruders like scorpions and snakes. Each day, they make the best out of what many would call a bad situation. Most are orphans, a result of war or catastrophic weather events. Most, like Johnny, once attended school, but with food and other supplies so low, the money once slated for their education is used to keep them alive.
We have a lot of challenges.
Thousands of miles away, Julie Hill, the executive director of Outreach Africa, and a handful of volunteers do what they can to help. Julie met two of the lost boys when they were working at her local grocery store in Ghent. They shared their journey from Sudan to America, and Julie knew she had to do something to help South Sudanese refugee families both here and in Africa.
They had been in the camps for 14 years since their villages were destroyed.
Wow.
They were separated from their parents or watched their parents murdered in the villages that were burned. They were chased at gunpoint back across the Gila River, where at least 11,000 of 30,000 of them drowned. About 20,000 were left. So they were facing alligators in the river, gunfire from both sides. Those who made it to the other shore walked to Kenya, which was, you know, weeks and weeks. And during these treks, when they were fleeing for their lives, they were chased by helicopter gunships. They were chased by bombers. They felt like they could only move at night, but that's when lions were moving around and they couldn't see the snakes. And this was all children, you know, watched them die or heard them screaming and being dragged away. They buried many of their friends that starved along the way. Some just sat down and couldn't go any further. So the ones that made it, which was about 11,000, they are real survivors.
For the past 20 years, Outreach Africa has worked diligently to help with food, medical needs, and education. Tens of thousands have graduated high school, many gone on to become teachers, nurses, engineers, and public health workers. But for those still in Africa, like Johnny, the struggle continues. There's a clinic they can go to for some things, but no hospital where surgery can be performed.
Are there people there in need of surgery?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Johnny needs surgery right now. He has a big lump on his tonsil, and he needs surgery.
Yeah, they don't do surgery,
Johnny, who is now 23, has been in the Kakuma refugee camp for 8 years. The youngest in his group is 14. But there are many more children, much younger, in camps all across the Sudan, battling things that we as adults never think about.
And this is happening to them day after day, year after year. One of the most beautifully written books I've ever read is called They Poured Fire on Us from the Sky. And throughout the whole book, you feel like you're seeing the world through their eyes from the time they're little children. You get a good idea of what they live through, and it really humanizes them and it makes you relate to them. It's a story of tragedy, but also overcoming.
If you'd like to know more or want to help, contact Julie Hill at julhill@cox.net. For Another View, I'm Lisa Godley.